RNZ Pacific News, Talofa Lava, I'm Marama Tipole. Samoa's opposition leader, Tuilaepa Sa'ilele Malielengaoe, says he and the Human Rights Protection Party will take legal action against the government on his and the party's secretary's suspension from Parliament. A formal complaint by Deputy Prime Minister Tuala Yosefo Bonifacio led to a report recommending the indefinite suspension of Tuilaepa and HRPP Party Secretary Le'ala Ilipule Rimoni Ayafi. In a letter to the Samoa Observer, Tuilaepa said the sole reason for the one-day session of Parliament on Tuesday was so he and Le'ala Ilipule could be suspended. Tuilaepa wrote to the Speaker, Papa Li'i Li'o Ta'e'u Masipa'u, pointing out the motion was illegal and that it should be dismissed. Samoa's opposition Human Rights Protection Party is without a leader following the suspension of Tuilaepa. Tuilaepa and the HRPP secretary, Le'ala Ilipule Rimoni Ayafi, were suspended indefinitely without pay on Tuesday from Parliament following a formal complaint by the Deputy Prime Minister. Speaking with Pacific Waves, political journalist Tuiasau Welese Petaia says the suspension has left Samoa's opposition party without a leader.
The opposition will be without a leader. I don't know where that will lead the party in terms of whether they will wait around and see how long the suspension is or whether they will decide to find a new leader.
The role of China in the Pacific was on the agenda as the New Zealand Prime Minister met with American politicians this morning. The Chinese Foreign Minister is in the Pacific and reports suggest China is seeking a regional deal on policing, security and data communications. Jacinda Ardern says it's important for the Pacific countries to respond together.
I see it as China's trying to increase its engagement with sovereign nations, but expanding into a space where actually the need around security arrangements, we are able to meet within our region.
Jacinda Ardern says gun control was also discussed during her meetings in Washington, D.C. A meeting with U.S. President Biden is yet to be confirmed. The Solomon Islands opposition leader Matthew Wiley has again raised concerns at the secrecy surrounding links with Beijing. The Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is visiting the Solomons today and is expected to sign a host of new agreements, including the security pact that sparked concern in the United States, Australia and New Zealand. Mr. Wale says only a few top aides know what is in the agreements. He says there's no justification for the secrecy. Mr. Wale says Solomon Islands is a democratic country owned by the people and they're entitled to know what is being transacted in their name. A veteran Kiribati journalist says there's no doubt a security pact between Beijing and Tarawa is imminent after confirmation that a high-level Chinese government delegation will visit tomorrow. Speaking to RNZ Pacific from Tarawa, Rimon says the signing of a security agreement between Solomon Islands and China is just a preview of what is about to happen in his country. But Mr. Rimon says a deal with Kiribati has more significance for China, as Beijing has already demonstrated its willingness to develop Kiribati's northernmost island, Canton, which has strategic military potential.
And I think China is pursuing that. I think our government is quite reluctant on something military-wise, based on the narrative that the government has been saying throughout the years. But I have no doubt this is the number one thing on China's agenda. And how our government will respond to that, I have no idea of that.
Small-scale eruptions are expected following the Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai volcanic eruption and tsunami that devastated Tonga in January. 4 months on, new scientific evidence is helping to paint a clearer picture of how widespread damages to Tonga and the chances of another eruption. University of Auckland volcanologist Shane Cronin says while there won't be another large-scale event anytime soon, there will be follow-ups.
you know, after such a fundamental change and an enormous eruption, we wouldn't expect there to be ongoing big events, but we would expect there to be sort of follow-up small-scale eruptions, because there's always a bit of magma left behind and there's always a little bit of residual heat.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the gunman who killed 19 elementary pupils deliberately targeted the school. The 18-year-old posted his intent on Facebook just minutes before the attack on Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. Our correspondent Nick Harper reports.
Greg Abbott said the gunman that officers killed at the school had evil in his heart. The governor said he reportedly had no criminal history or any reported mental health issues, but he warned of the attack on social media just before carrying it out.
I'm going to shoot my grandmother. The second post was, I shot my grandmother. The third post, maybe less than 15 minutes before arriving at the school, was, I'm going to shoot an elementary school.
Abbott was confronted at the press briefing by Democrat Beto O'Rourke, who blamed the tragedy on the Republican governor and his pro-gun laws in the state of Texas.
Artificial intelligence cameras will be installed on New Zealand's commercial fishing boats from August. The plan is that by the end of 2024, up to 300 inshore vessels will have been fitted with the cameras, which can detect net setting or hauling. WWF New Zealand's Bubba Cook says it will make the monitoring of fishing activity cheaper and faster.
Once you achieve the level of efficiency of automated detection and analysis within the data using complicated algorithms, then you reduce the need for a human observer to sit in front of a screen in a dark room and watch hours and hours of footage.
The cameras can detect net setting or hauling and fish dumping. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he accepts full responsibility after a report into parties held in government buildings during COVID-19 lockdowns criticised leadership failings. But Mr Johnson insists he did not mislead Parliament. The opposition Labour leader, Keir Starmer, says the report lays bare the arrogance that spread through No. 10 Downing Street. The report says warnings about the parties breaking COVID rules were ignored. The US pharmaceutical giant Pfizer says it will sell all its current and future patented drugs at non-profit prices to the world's poorest countries. The company's chief executive, Albert Bowler, says 45 countries will benefit. The BBC's Samira Hussain says the move is in part a response to pressure from shareholders.
They did face a lot of criticism during the pandemic because they were profiting from COVID vaccines that they were selling to those more disadvantaged nations. We're just seeing a lot more shareholders wanting to see the company that they are a part of do more good work around the world. This is something that you're seeing at a lot of different companies, whether it be the way that they are forcing their companies to embrace better labor rules, or in this case, helping out those that are in need.
Indians are getting fatter, according to a new government survey, and experts are warning a health emergency could be imminent if the growing obesity problem is not tackled. Once considered a problem of the West, obesity has been spreading in low and middle income countries in recent years. Despite long struggling with issues of mass malnourishment, India has broken into the top five countries for obesity rates in the past few years. And to sports, the Mystics coach Helene Wilson doesn't think Grace Nweke's ankle injury will affect her Silver Ferns aspirations. The star shooter is aiming to get back on court for the ANZ Premiership defending champions for a potential elimination final on June the 8th. Trials for the Commonwealth Games squad are being held from June the 20th, and Wilson believes Nweke will be able to take part.
I don't think the Silver Ferns is an issue for her. I think what she needs to do is concentrate on just getting healthy, getting back on court, building up her confidence, and if she can do that in the ANZ Premiership, that bodes well for her for trials for Silver Ferns.
The Mystics face a crunch game against the Pulse on Saturday, who are threatening to overtake them at the top of the standings. That's RNZ Pacific News and Sport. You can listen and read more online at rnzi.com.